MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, May 3, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Today's headlines: Marblehead School Committee searching for new interim superintendent. More area town meetings next week. And we have updates from the city of Salem and much more.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, oh no, it happened again to the Bruins. They've been forced to a Game 7 Saturday night. And we'll have a few local updates as well. Rick?
All right, thanks, Bill. Cloudy, low 50s, coastline near 50 inland. High tide, Gloucester Harbor, 8.02 p.m. Members of the Marblehead School Committee have been conducting interviews the past two nights for an interim superintendent. Earlier this week, they interviewed Dr. Barbara Cataldo and Dr. David Thompson. Last night, they interviewed Dr. John Robidoux and Dr. Thaddeus King. Ryan Vermette of the Daily Item reports that an interview with a fifth candidate, Jose Munoz, has not been scheduled at this time. School Committee Chair Sarah Fox says that the committee is seeking input from the community on the selection process.
We are soliciting feedback from the community. If you go on our website, marbleheadschools.org, there's a button for interim superintendent candidates. Search on there, you'll find everyone's resume and cover letter, as well as the survey for feedback. We ask people limit their responses to one per candidate. It's very self-explanatory. And also, if you see the QR code for anybody in person here, you just scan the QR code and automatically will bring you to that survey. The school committee will be reviewing those, looking over that, and taking into account feedback from the community. Community input is very important to us.
That's Marblehead School Committee Chair Sarah Fox. All of the interviews can be viewed on the Marblehead School Committee's YouTube channel. Marblehead Town Meeting is set to begin Monday night at the Performing Arts Center at the middle school. Select Board Member Jim Nye will be serving in his official capacity for the final time next week. Nye has been a Select Board member for two decades. He's president of the National Grand Bank, and he will not be seeking re-election later this year. The town of Essex will hold a 31-article town meeting beginning on Monday night at Essex Elementary School. The Beverly Harbor Center has been dedicated in the name of former Beverly Harbor Master Daniel McPherson. Paul Layton of the Salem News reports that yesterday's ceremony was attended by about 200 people. McPherson served as Harbor Master for 27 years until he died 2 years ago at the age of 65. The Salem Offshore Wind Project continues to move forward, according to Salem Mayor Dominic Pangallo.
This is the transformation of the property that used to be the home of one of the dirtiest coal-fired power plants in America, and a giant coal pile I grew up about a mile from when I was a kid. That site it's 42 acres on the water that's being transformed into a marshalling yard for offshore wind turbines. So vessels will deliver the components to the site. Workers at the site will assemble those components, put them on a different vessel, which will then take them out into the Atlantic, south of Cape Cod, or eventually into the Gulf of Maine for installation, generating clean energy for hopefully many, many, many decades to come. So we've finished the local permitting here on that project. The project agreements, which includes a wharfing agreement and a community benefits agreement, and some land transfers have all been completed. It's going through some review now with our building and engineering departments and at the departmental level. And it has to complete some state and federal permitting as well. But we're still looking at a groundbreaking this spring.
And paving on Main Street in Gloucester will begin on Monday. After months of National Grid gas main work, paving will take place next week from Prospect Street to Washington Street. Ethan Foreman reports in the Gloucester Times the work is expected to be completed 1 week from today. Sports next with Bill Newell, followed by North Shore Today Extra with Salem Mayor Dominic Pangallo. That's Salem Mayor Dominic Pangallo. The construction on the Salem site is expected to take 2 years.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, oh no, it happened again to the Bruins. They've been forced to a Game 7 Saturday night. And we'll have a few local updates as well. Rick? This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Bruins lost to the Maple Leafs last night 2-1, forcing a Game 7 Saturday night in Boston. What's up with the Bees? Bruins coach Jim Montgomery.
Unacceptable, our start again. We got to find a way to start on time, and we just got to be better. Toronto, starting on time. They're getting the advantage. They have the momentum. I thought the last 30 minutes we pushed back really well. But it shouldn't take that long.
Just an FYI, start time tomorrow night is at 8 o'clock at the TD Garden. The Red Sox lost to the Giants yesterday afternoon. Here's baseball insider Andy Carboni with more.
Yeah, things not so fine with the Red Sox over Fenway yesterday afternoon. Their four-game winning streak came to an end, losing to the Giants 3-1, wrapping up the three-game series and the six-game homestand. But something of local note, Giants outfielder Michael Yastrzemski got the scoring started with a solo home run in the third inning. Michael, of course, was visited by his grandfather in the clubhouse before the game. Carl was in and out of Fenway in less than 15 minutes. It was kind of a sneak attack. He comes in and goes out, and no one knew that he was there until it got reported once the game started. So tonight, the local nine begin a five-game road trip, the first of three against the Twins in Minnesota. First pitch tonight is at 8:10. Tanner Houck's on the hill. After the series with the Twins, the Sox head to Atlanta to take on the Braves, and guess what? They're going to face their old friend Chris Sale on Tuesday night. So the Sox are now 18-14 on the season. That's good for third place in the AL East, 2.5 games behind the first place Orioles.
Thanks, Andy. The Celtics can rest for a few more days as they await round two of the NBA playoffs. In North Shore sports, Peabody beat Masconomet 18-11. In girls lacrosse, Peabody's Brooke Lamasny with 6 goals. And now Matt Williams of the Salem News reports she has a career 302 points. In another game yesterday, Danvers edged Marblehead 13-12. In boys lacrosse, Masco over Peabody 11-4. Baseball, Beverly 3, Masconomet nothing. This is North Shore Today, the area's only daily news and sports podcast. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell, hoping you have a great Friday, an outstanding weekend. North Shore Today Extra is next with Salem Mayor Dominic Pangallo.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
This is North Shore Today Extra. I'm Bill Newell. Today we'll hear from Salem Mayor Dominic Pangallo in a recent interview here on MSO News Sports talking about the proposal to build a new Salem High School, also the Salem 400-plus celebration, and one more item here on North Shore Today Extra with Salem Mayor Dominic Pangallo.
Yeah, that's still plugging along. You know, we have a great building committee made up of dozens of people from our community, city officials, members of the school community. We actually just added 3 students to the committee so that student voice will be heard through the process. And the building committee is helping to shape the the planning around what's going to be in that facility. We moved from the Massachusetts State School Building Authority, which is the state agency that provides funding support for these kinds of projects, did move us from the preliminary phase into the feasibility study phase, which is where we are now. And this process will be taking probably the next year or year and a half. We'll be engaging in a series of conversations around the community to talk about what we want to see in a future Salem High School or a building at the Salem High School site. This might also entail grade reconfigurations and a whole manner of changes across the district. So it's not just a building. It's really kind of rethinking what the future of public education looks like and how we can best serve our kids going into the future.
I understand it would be in the planning stage here, but would you be looking at an entirely new building, revamping the current building, adding on to you know, buildings around that facility, or is that all kind of up in the air?
It's mostly up in the air. I'll say that the two things that are most likely under consideration are either an entirely new building or a building that largely is new and reuses part of the existing facility. A lot will be determined by the grade configuration. So, you know, to be completely upfront about it, right now our high school is grade 9 through 12. There is one model that was an outgrowth of a facility master planning process that was done in 2022 that envisions a grade 7 through 12 facility at that site. So you have grade 7 and 8 in one portion of the building and then grades 9 through 12 in that other portion. And then looking at your elementary schools throughout the city and saying those now become kindergarten through sixth grade or first grade through sixth grade, and you move kindergarten and pre-K into a centralized facility. So there's a whole slate of models that we can look at. A lot of it's going to be driven by enrollment changes and the demographics of the community, but a lot of it's also based on the kind of school district we want to have.
Yeah, and you also have, it's the Bowditch School right nearby there too, as a structure anyways. You could always consider that as a, you know, as an element to any campus, if you will, for sure. I think the only school like that, well, I'm not saying the only one, Saugus High School reconfigured that way, maybe the 7 through 12 with the middle school, high school complex in one kind of campus, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a model that's been used throughout Massachusetts in several places and also, you know, other places around the country for sure.
All right. Now, Salem is, we mentioned your anniversary as mayor coming up on the 1 year thing, but as far as the city of Salem, the 400th anniversary is coming up very soon as well in the next couple of years.
Yeah, 2026, Salem celebrates our 400th anniversary of European arrival here. We're calling it Salem 400 Plus.
Yeah.
In recognition of the fact that it's a commemoration of more than just the last four centuries of our history, but also the history predating 1626. And then also how we're looking forward. You know, this is an opportunity for us to think about the kind of city we want to be for generations to come. So really stepping up our investments in our signature parks and our public spaces. We'll have a year-round calendar of celebrations and events and festivals, many of which are annual events that we enjoy here in Salem that are going to be tailored specifically to the quadricentennial. And then a couple of new things as well. So I encourage folks to keep an eye on salem400.org for updates. There's going to be some exciting updates to that website coming in early May.
I know the city of Gloucester recently did their 400-plus celebration as well, and they it sounded like it was pretty successful up there with all the different events that they were able to put together during the course of the year and kind of, as you say, kind of celebrate what that city was. And, of course, Salem has a lot to celebrate as well.
We do, for sure.
All right, Dominic, anything else to share with us from City Hall today?
Oh, there's a lot going on. It's a busy city, as you know, Bill. So it's just I'm so thrilled to be in this position and really excited about wrapping up this first year and looking at what's on the table in the year ahead.
Oh, I know. I just to share with our listeners here that down below on this post, when they see it, we did put up a note on your being named to that national group, I guess it's 10 mayors on pedestrian safety. So I just wanted to let the folks know about that. That's down below on the post, but congratulations on that. That sounds kind of exciting.
It is, yeah. The Mayor's Innovation Project runs this program where they select a small number of mayors to do some intensive deep dive on pedestrian safety, and looking forward to talking with the other mayors in the cohort and the subject matter experts that they'll be bringing in to share best practices with us and hear about common challenges and shared opportunities.
Perfect. Mayor, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. Best of luck, and hopefully we can talk again soon.
Definitely. Thanks so much.
Salem Mayor Dominic Pangallo. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO NewSports.com.